I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to part two of Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. I am joined by, just the nicest man. Hi, Melvin. Thanks for coming back.
Hi, Vicky. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm so happy because I'm talking to you.
Did you wash your hands?
Yeah, so much.
Okay, good.
Like, I've got a nice Jo Malone fancy hand wash, and honestly, if you could smell them right now, you'd be like, that's a good smelling hand. That's what you'd say.
You are living life. Jo Malone, you know.
Oh, yeah, to pay me the big bucks for the podcast, son.
That's when you know you made it.
Yeah, when you've got Jo Malone smellies and they're not just for sure. That's when you know
I'm
you're
using furry
balling.
Liquid and it's...
It's out of control up here. It really is. No, do you know what it is? Because my birthday and Christmas are so close together. So up until around March, I always act like William Large Penis. I've got nice candles, got nice perfume. The rest of the year, I smell like a bag of shit. So we have, right, I just remembered, we bumped into each other years ago in a nightclub in Newcastle. We were obviously filming Geordie Shore and you were working for MTV. I mean, for starters, God, we are getting on, mate, aren't we?
We are, you know what, it's mad because I'm terrible with dates and so I can never kind of remember when you've done what, but it took me a while to remember that because I do remember you guys like shooting in the club. And you lot were like the biggest thing, like in Newcastle. So it was like, we were doing our thing. I can't remember what we were filming for MTV. But I just remember like loads of cameras and loads of lighting. And our director at the time told us about your show. And he was saying, you know, it's huge. You were like the UK version of The Hills at the time. And I just remember thinking, seeing you guys. And I remember everyone was tanned and everyone was ripped. That's all I remember. The thing about your team, everyone was so cool and you knew how to party, but that was years ago.
I mean, it's so long ago now. So like 10 years ago, I think, like I've worked it out as. I mean, you're being very kind when you say we're the version of The Hills. We were a little bit wilder than Heidi and Audrina. But in Newcastle, I think I'm trying to... like choose my words carefully because obviously I'm super proud of where I'm from, but they don't make a lot of TV up there. Like that is literally the truth of it. Despite having like great expats like Cheryl Cole and Anton Deck, like it's all done down south. So the idea that something was being made up north and people, it was easily accessible. It was in nightclubs, it was in bars, you could see it. I think it was a bit of a phenomenon and quite exciting for people. But yeah, we polarised people, man. People were either really excited to see, we're like, oh, God, or they were just furious. Like, who do they think they are in our nightclubs, taking up all that space, giving us a bad reputation? So when we saw your faces, like, very happy, friendly faces, like, we recognised, I think we were probably really grateful, to be honest.
So what was it like for you back then? Because I do wonder, like... from you, like, what were you doing prior to that show? And what was the jump like from your normal kind of like job to being like this local superstar?
Melvin, did you just pull the old switcheroo on me there? Am I on your podcast now?
No. I'm not getting paid, so you know it's not my podcast.
Do you know what, mate? It was like such a mad, a crazy time and such a very weird transition. So I went from being like, working in a call centre through the day, which I absolutely hated and just wasn't very good at, to and working in bars and nightclubs on a night time, to like basically being paid to party with a bunch of people that I didn't know. And on paper, that just sounds like really wild and really fun. And it was. It was. Like, I can't take that away. But the reality of it, like everything, it comes with its downsides. And, like, there's a lot of big personalities in there. So, ultimately, a lot of arguments, a lot of alcohol. There's going to be a lot of, like, emotions flying. And I'm in my early 20s as well. So, I'm essentially doing a lot of finding out about myself on telly for people to see. And, like, I mean, right, I wasn't the nicest drunk. Which,
you know, I mean, what? I would say you were probably, you came across very well compared to others, nice. I would say.
That's really nice.
So, yeah, I think you kind of got off very lightly. And, you know, a lot of the guys off of that show have, what I really respect about you guys is you've worked out how to transition from reality TV to kind of becoming a brand yourselves, which is not easy. And you know what? Reality TV is not easy. Me and Rick's did The Circle for Channel 4.
I know. I wanted to ask you about that. Do you know I nearly did it as well, Melvin?
You know what? You should have done it. You should have done it.
I wish I had now. And if I'd known you were going to be on it, I would have absolutely done it. But
well, no one knew who was going to be on the show. That's the thing. But that is the closest thing that I've done to reality TV, and for me it wasn't easy. That little ounce of time that we spent in front of the camera being ourselves wasn't easy. So I, you know, I commend anyone who's done your show and Towie and The Valleys and all of those shows, because I don't think it's easy to come up with content like that about yourselves like 24/7. It's not and I used to think it's the easiest job ever, but it isn't. So I've got a newfound respect for you.
Oh, bless you. I mean, we're hardly down the mines, so I will take it on the chin. But, like, I do feel often quite proud of myself that I've managed to parlay something which was, God, we didn't know what we're getting ourselves into, you know what I mean? The Geordie Show, whatever, was it just one series? Was, like, we're going to be internationally hated and that was it? We're going to get binned off and I'd be back in the call centre with my tail between my legs? Like, nobody knew. So it's nice that I managed to parlay that unknown situation into something with a bit of longevity. Like, here I am, 10 years later, past that 7 years point, still getting on everyone's tits. So I'm pretty pleased with myself, without sounding smug.
Smashed it.
Oh, bless you. Right. I need to know about your love for music, mate, because it's obvious that you've got a bit of a passion.
Yeah.
What song do you put on to get people on the dance floor?
Oh, wait. That is a question. Do you know what? Music to me is like having loads of kids, like having loads of your own children. It's impossible for me to pick one favourite at any time. It's all to do with my vibe and my mood at that current moment. Yeah. Like at the moment,
it's subjective.
I mean, at the moment, a tune, well, because there's been no clubs open at the moment, it's hard for me to pinpoint one true tune. But a tune that just gets everyone on the dance floor, without a doubt, is Robin S. Show Me Love. Like, I just know it's always drop on the dance floor, especially like, I've got a friend called Charles, and he used to work for Sony as on their street team as a DJ. And his rule was, as long as the girls are happy, then the guys are happy, which means everyone's happy. So when I DJ, my aim is always to please the women in the venue.
That should just be a goal for life, shouldn't it?
That should be your goal for life, exactly. So, like, it's Robin S. It's, like, old school 90s R&B and hip-hop.
Yes,
it's those anthems that people just love to sing along to. A tune that I sometimes play at the end of a set is Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Love
I just
it.
Know that it will always drop. So yeah, there's too many tunes to pick from.
But like all the ones you've mentioned, like I'm grinning from ear to ear as I'm hearing you talk, because they're just proper positive vibes, aren't they? Like they take you back to a time in your life, whether it's like your girl's holiday in Malia or whether it's like your sweet 16. They take you back to some time when you are just carefree and having the time of your life. And that's what you want to do on a night out, innit? Like I can't wrap my head around all this like hardcore, like really dance stuff where there's no words. I want to be singing as I'm dancing. Like I know everybody's different, but for me to be having a good time, like I've got to be belting along with it. I'm dancing.
You know what? There are some songs that just stand the test of time. Yeah. And for me, those are like, you know, real classics. But, you know, don't get me wrong. There's so much new music out there. You know, Camel Fat, you know, they're smashing it. You know, Ed Sheeran makes hits for fun. Calvin Harris makes... Like, Calvin Harris does not make bad music. There's so much amazing new music out there. Bruno Mars, for me, is an absolute G. It's Drake. I could just go on forever. There's just too many people just making great music now. But there is something in, like, playing a tune that everyone knows that gives you that kind of, like, a nostalgic feeling. You can't beat that.
Oh, I can't wait till that moment. Like, and I know there's loads of things people are really excited for, but that moment we all just get allowed out and we're in a club or we're in a bar and your song comes on and you've got a cocktail in your hand. Oh, I can't.
You know what, Vicky? I keep saying to everyone, like, although we're in the worst time ever, which I've never seen in my time before, when this is all over, the partying that we're going to have is going to be immense. It's going to be... Can you imagine the first 10 parties after lockdown? When everyone feels safe, when you're allowed to hug people again, when you're allowed to kiss a stranger again. It's just going to be immense. Because every now and then I go on my Instagram and I look at my friends in Australia and they're just living like the time of their lives. They're still partying. They're still out and about. They can, you know, it's pretty much normal. And I'm just like, I can't wait to have that time again in the UK. It's going to be crazy.
It's honestly like, I saw one of my mates is in Australia and I was on the phone with him the other day and he was like, honestly, it's horrible out here. Like, we're wearing masks and the restaurants, there's 2 metre distance between the tables. And I was like, it must be so hard for you. Like, I was so... and he was like, they're talking about closing the beaches. I was like, right, you need to fucking shut up, mate.
Closing the beaches, can you imagine?
Your life is so hard, hon. Like, honestly, I was so angry. I thought, you don't know you were born. I was like, oh, I can't wait till we can just go out and have some sense of normality. Like, I think the real crime of the last year and the real travesty has been that WAP was brought out when we couldn't dance to it in a club. It's gonna go off, mate. It's gonna go off.
I love that. And I love how you say it. You say WAP instead of WAP. I say WAP.
Oh, I mean, I just was trying to not say wet ass pussy, but then I thought, well, everybody knows your brand from now on, Vic, so you may just embrace it.
They know what they signed up for.
There you are. I do exactly what it says on the tin. Yeah. I mean, maybe it's an accent thing, or maybe I am saying it wrong because I have been.
You might be right. The only person that really knows is, you know, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. We need to ask them how you say it.
They're on next week, mate, so I'll just ask them then.
Perfect.
Oh, right, okay, that does bring me... I have to know, you mentioned Jamie Foxx, but I need to know who is the most famous person you've ever interviewed? Because you've got some big names under your belt, son, haven't you?
That is a really interesting question because I think it is objective depending on the person asking me. The person, for me personally, would probably be Will Smith.
Oh, my God, he's so cool!
He's so cool, and he probably had, like, the biggest impact on me. Will Smith goes out of his way to be nice. When we interviewed Will, we've met him about 3 times as well, and he's always so cool. He'll remember your name. That's the first thing.
No.
And I remember we did a junket with him. So we did this interview in the daytime, and then at night we was invited to go to the premiere of, I think it was Hancock. And I remember at the time I was dating a girl in the office, and she was like this tall, like, brunette girl, and I walked down the aisle of this cinema, sat at the front. Will Smith comes in with the whole cast. Everyone's screaming and cheering. Will's like, does anyone want to introduce the film with me? Some little kid, like, waves his hand. Oh. This little kid comes up and goes, I want to introduce Will Smith's Hancock. Everyone cheers. And as Will Smith walks out the cinema, he remembers me from the interview that morning. He walks up to me, goes, what's up, Mel? Gives me the handshake. Shakes my hand, then walks out. Everyone's looking at me like, how do you know Will Smith? I'm like, don't worry. Me and Big Will are like this. Like, and I was just like, he made me feel so important at that time. And that's what he's like all the time. Like, I remember another junket. He walked in and all the journalists, all the presenters are in the room. And he's like, hi, guys. Thank you so much for coming. I can't wait to see you all. And he'll like remember Steve Jones. He'll be like, hey, Steve, I'll see you in a bit. Like, he just remembers everything. And he makes you feel so special. And I love that about him. And so, yeah, Will Smith is probably, like, the biggest one for me.
Mate, like, that is mega. That is absolutely mega. Like, not only, like, I'm just, like, he's pretty much most people's hero, isn't he? Like, he just seems so genuine and likeable and nice. But that it's his vibe, isn't it? Like, to have the capacity to make somebody feel like that and know you can not only make someone's day, but pretty much make their whole life. And, like, a lot of people, like, I don't know. I don't know if they take that responsibility seriously, but it sounds as though he does. And he just does everything he can to make the people around him feel special and comfortable. Like, what a fella. What a fella.
Yeah. Yeah. I think some people just... I mean, some people know they don't have to do that. It's just the fact that he, you know, and he doesn't have to do that. But I think that's part of what makes him happy. I think he enjoys making people happy in whatever capacity that may be. And you know what? I've got about 3 Will Smith stories, which I won't go into now, but every one of them means, you know, so much to me, and it just makes me like him even more.
Oh. Do you know what? Well, you can tell me them when we are listening to WAP in a club with cocktails, yeah, with Jager Bonds. Tell me them then. I'll be so buzzing. Oh, God, I can't wait for them. Can't wait for those days.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So in your life, it's not all like meeting celebs and doing fancy shows. You're also like, oh my God, you just keep getting better and better, don't you? You're a celebrity ambassador for the Prince's Trust charity, aren't you?
Yeah, we were for a really, really long time. So, you know, we were lucky enough to meet people like Prince Charles. We've hosted events for them and stuff like that. And been to Buckingham Palace and done stuff for
the Duke of Edinburgh
Awards and stuff like that. You know what's mad there is like you can't take no pictures inside the building. You'd want to take a picture when you get in Buckingham Palace because, you've never been there before. But it's having the honour to do something like that, especially like I was obsessed with The Crown when it came out. And,
yeah, me too. So obsessed. Are you up to date? Heritage.
Yeah, I've watched everything. I've watched it all.
Good lad.
It's a sick show.
Yeah, so good.
So yeah, there's so much heritage and so much history there. So it's an honour to be part of that. And actually, they've done some truly amazing things for young people. So that's really, really cool.
So is it super important for you to help young adults find their passion in life?
You know what? Do you know what it is, if I'm honest with you, is before I got into like presenting and stuff, it was so hard for me. When I came out of university, I was just like, I didn't know like where to start or where to go. And I remember when I had got my degree, I was just like, who do you go to? And I remember going to a radio station and they were like, you've had no work experience and we don't know who you are. And I just felt so lost. And I was like, all I want to do is be a presenter. And I was like, I don't know how that happens. And that feeling has stayed with me forever. So whenever I meet someone who, like a young person who asks me a question or they feel lost or they don't know where to start, it reminds me of how I felt back then. And so I always, if I can, if I've got the time, I always like try and support young people. You know, I've been to schools and colleges, I've been to my university and done talks and stuff like that. Just because, yeah, I've gone to my university a few times and just like gone, this is how I got into it. And if you want to ask me any questions, just ask me any questions. And weirdly enough, my old school teacher, his son, now wants to get into media. So sometimes he'll message me on WhatsApp and be like, Melv, like, I want to do this. And yeah, do you mean, if I can encourage anyone, because for me, sometimes it's just hearing someone tell you that I was lost at a point and I just kept going and I got there eventually. It can change your whole mindset. So young people, I think people don't invest enough time in young people, and they're our future, man. If you're not helping young people, then we're going to be lost in a few years' time. So yeah, anything that I can do, I do it. I work for another charity called Raise the Sunshine, and they essentially kind of provide wishes for kids who are like a really, really ill. So yeah, anything with young people, I've got their back.
You are just a regular ray of sunshine, Melvin. I fucking love you, man. Honestly, it's so you. Nice. It is true though. Like, I know I left uni and did a degree in drama, media and cultural studies. My thought process behind it, like, I knew I wasn't gonna be inundated with job offers with such a vocational degree. But I did kind of like, I just did something on my mum's advice. She said, oh, do something you'll enjoy, because if you don't enjoy it, you won't go. And then you'll have no degree, no matter how, like, you know what I mean? So I said, right, okay. So I picked something I liked, and I loved my course. But I come out, and, like, I just assumed it was going to be, like, Hollyoaks, Melbourne. Like, you know, when they're sitting in the Finnish uni, and they're sitting in the dog in the pond, and some fella just comes over and goes, you're exactly who we've been looking for. Like, I just thought that was going to happen, and I was going to get handed this, like, six-figure job, and I would be like, yes. Like, I just thought it was going to be so great. And actually, like, it's not like that at all. The realisation is, I think in my year in particular, there was something like 300,000 graduates for 30,000 graduate jobs. And I did, like, I felt lost. I felt failed. I felt like nobody had prepared us for this situation I was in. Like, I'd done everything I was meant to do. Me passed me exams, got me degree, and I was still fucking jobless and lost. Yeah. And, like, I think that's a super responsible thing you do to say that, God, like, I was there as well, and I've been lost, and look where I am now. So, well done you. Big virtual pat on the back, Mel.
You know what, and you as well. And that's the thing. I think a lot of us we're scared to talk about the times where we did struggle. But those stories that help people, because, you know, people who are trying to get to where you are right now, they're at that struggling stage. Do you mean? So they need to hear that story to know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And I can't remember who it was, but I remember going to this. Probably Instagram. But there was an interview with Jay-Z, and they asked him, like, why do you think you made it? Is it because you're a great rapper? Is it because, you know, you've got a great mind for business? You know how to manage your money? And he was just like, apparently he was like, it's just because I just kept going. Like, I didn't stop. And there are so many people out there who, you know, have as much talent as you, but they're going to stop halfway because they've given up. They can't, you know, they can't see the end goal. But if you just keep going, you might just make it. What do you mean?
I'm just going to say, I read somewhere.
Here we go.
For the last time.
So many books in your house.
Honestly, mate, look, I have actually got a very nice little library. Look.
Oh, wow.
I know, right? And did you see my vision board too?
Let me see. Is that your vision board?
That's my vision board. I've done something very creepy. I've decided I quite want to do Strictly, so I've cut out my head and stuck it on Gemma Atkinson's body. Look.
You know what, Vicky? You could do Strictly easy, you know. love you on Strictly.
Mate, I've got like two left feet. I would not be a good pull for them. I think I'd
Vicky,
be a joke.
I did Strictly, and yeah, I can't.
You've got such good rhythm, mate. No.
Do you know what it is? That show isn't about the best dancer. It's about, and I hate saying it because everyone says it's about the journey. And and you have just got so much personality, and also you work really, really hard. And that's all the audience want to see. Listen, if you want to hook up for Strictly, I'll put someone in touch with you.
Don't tell them about the Gemma Atkinson, Vicky Patterson hybrid on me wall.
No, I'm going to tell them. That will get you the job.
So creepy, Gemma. Oh, no.
You could do it. Easy. Gemma was amazing, though, on that show.
I'd basically have mostly put her up, because now every time I'm doing a podcast, I get a perv at her legs. She's fucking lush, isn't she?
Yeah, she goes hard in the gym. Her and Gorka are, like, the best couple.
So they honestly just... Damn, I love them. I have a bit of, they're a bit of like couple goals for me, I think, those two.
Lovely.
Right, before I let you go, mate, because I know you're super busy, I want to know what the future holds for you. I've heard there's rumours of a podcast. We will be seeing a Melvin podcast soon.
Yes, you know what? Yes. I don't want to say too much because it hasn't been green lit yet. And I'm not a talker. I always prefer people to just see me doing what I'm doing.
Okay.
But yeah, I am planning a podcast. I would like you to be on it, if that's okay.
Oh my God, absolutely, like 1,000 times, yes.
And you're going to love it. It's just, you know what, it's a lot of fun. And it's, again, it's sharing stories. And I think you'll be sick. I think you'll have so many. but I can't say too much about that. We're obviously still loving it at Radio 1. Myself, Rix and Charlie, Mondays to Thursdays in the evening. And just more of the same. Like, the TV stuff's been going well. We hosted a show last year with Anna Maynard, who's Conor Maynard's sister, for CBBC. Right. And it's called Got What It Takes, and it's like a singing competition for kids. And I had so much fun with it, and that should be out later this year. So yeah, more of the same. I've been lucky. I've been blessed that I do what I love. So I'm not going to be like, I want to do this and I want to do that, because I'm already doing what I love. But yeah, there's things in the pipeline, and you have to be in the podcast, whether you like it or not.
Oh, babe, I'll be all over it. And I promise I'll press record on this one. I swear.
Thank you.
Okay, here at Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2, we like our wonderful guests to divulge a couple of pearls of wisdom for our lovely listeners, just so they feel like, as long as they've had a laugh, but they've left with a bit of a nice takeaway. And talking to you today, it's so obvious that you are so positive, so kind, just believe in like good vibrations. So I want to know what your secret to keeping it good vibes is.
My number one is failure to prepare is preparation for failure.
Nice.
And that just comes from like my work ethic. Like, I sometimes over prepare just because I like to know what's going on. And if I know what's going on, then I feel really, really comfortable. And I remember years ago, going back to one of my heroes, Dermot O'Leary, we interviewed him and he was talking about the NTAs. And I was like, Dermot, do you ever get nervous doing that? And he's like, if I'm prepared, I'm excited. And if I'm not, then I'm nervous. And I just remember that. I just remember that sticking in my head. And I just loved that whole idea is, if you prepare for stuff, then you kind of like know where you're going. And if you know where you're going, then you could just chillax and enjoy. So that's one of my personal rules. Another one is sometimes, and it sounds mean, this one, but I say this in the nicest way possible, is you have to look out for yourself.
Yeah.
And I think people like yourself, like, the thing about you is you're a lovely person. I've got a friend called Russell. He's amazing. My sister, again, she's really, really beautiful and wonderful. But sometimes you look out for other people so much that it's to the detriment of your own self. And I think sometimes you have to look out for you first. You have to protect you first. And then you can care about everyone else. Because if you're not in a good place, then it's just going to be messy. And you should never do something to the detriment of yourself. So yeah, look out for yourself.
You can't pour from an empty cup, son.
Yes.
That's what they say.
Yes. And I don't know. I think the last one is, I think especially now, is just appreciate your achievements and what you do. You know, so many of my mates go, Melvin, you're smashing it, and you know, you're doing this, and you've got this place, and whatever, you're driving that. And I'm like, but yeah, you're married, and you've got some amazing kids who listen to you, and they, you know, they make us laugh when they're around. And sometimes we forget our own achievements. Do you mean
like blessings.
Our own blessings? Yeah. That's it. That's it. I think you have to remember what you've done, and I do it sometimes. My sister will call me up and be like, Melv, you were doing this, this, and this, and everyone likes what you do here, and we still, you know, people are liking this picture on Instagram. All those little things, that's, you know, something to appreciate. All these little things we forget about. So yeah, appreciate your achievements is the last one.
That's so important, because honestly, I learned before this, like, lockdown, before the pandemic, that I was going through life so fast, right, man? Like, I was just like ticking things off a bucket list, you know what I mean? Buy a house, like do this job and get that contract and blah, 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 blah. And I wasn't even taking a second to sit and think like, God, like this was the girl who couldn't afford, like who had a £1 dress from Miss Selfridge and wore it off her back like 10 years ago. Like, I wasn't being grateful for the things that were coming my way because I was so desperate to just have the next one. So yeah, I think, and now since this last year and a half, last 12 months, I've really learned to stop and take stock and appreciate the things that come my way and just be grateful and smell the roses a little bit. And I've never been happier. Happier.
And you should, Matt. You have smashed it. And like I say, I'm always happy when nice people do well. I'm so happy when nice people do well. Like, it makes me happy. Do you know what I mean? So if you ever see a like from me on Instagram, it's because I'm celebrating your successes. Even if it's a little like, I'm still celebrating you. Do you mean in my own little way? So do you mean, when you said like, or when your producer said, Melvin, I want you to be on Vicky's podcast, that's an honour for me because you've got a massive following and people love what you do. So to be part of that is a big deal for me, so thank you.
Well, it meant the world. It was when you said yes. I'll never forget that kindness you extended.
Well, I'm not doing nothing else, Vicks. Come on, what was I going to do? Sit at home watching Loose Women? Come on.
I know, we're all embarrassingly flexible at the moment, so don't worry about that. But listen, thank you so much. You've been a great guest. I love you so much, and I can't wait to return the favour, mate.
Definitely, definitely. Can't wait to speak to you again.
Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, guys, that was Melvin O'Doom, and I know I must be starting to sound a little bit like a broken record now, but, like, wasn't he just lush? Such a lovely man, and I totally echo his sentiments. Like, sometimes in this industry, sometimes even in life, you spot someone doing really well, and you just think, you deserve that. You deserve every ounce of your success, and he is one of those people. If you are loving listening to Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2, I have now developed... I'm trying to say this without sounding smug, and it's just not going to be possible. I've developed a large catalogue of podcasts over the last year for your listening pleasure. So if you've missed an episode, make sure you go back and catch up with it. We've just had such wonderful guests. And yes, I know it is largely in part due to everybody's embarrassingly flexible schedules due to COVID, but I'm going to take it. I'm not complaining. If you are loving them, please let us know. You can email me, VickyPattersonPodcast@gmail.com, and we'll love hearing from you. So tell your mates about it, leave reviews, do all of the podcasty things, because yeah, I'm having a really nice time. Take care, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.